voices of the Brisbane Broncos. This is Corey Parker.
Yeah, so the announcement came yesterday, Sam. Four Nations squad minus our Corey Parker. He joins us. Sorry about that, Corey. Were you a little bit disappointed?
No, look, morning, boys. How are you going? Yeah, look, I was disappointed in the fact that, I was hopeful to have one last tour, and that's not the case. But, it is what it is. I can't really do anything about it. So now I am second day officially retired.
Woohoo! Congratulations.
And how does it feel?
Yeah, it's a little bit strange, to be fair. I'm just sort of twiddling my thumbs now that I'm on holidays. I'm just going to enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. And the kids have gone back to school.
Kids are back to school. Like, I've just been sort of walking around. Like, I cleaned the pantry out. I cleaned the medicine cupboard, all that stuff. So that probably shows you where I was at in the last few days. But, there's a few things I can do now, and looking forward to what's ahead.
So, as you said, you've retired from your footy career, but you're still so young that your life starts again. You've got a whole new career ahead of you in the media. How much time do you have? How much downtime do you have before that kicks off?
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, the media does not start. It doesn't start again until, I suppose, footy starts, which is March next year. So,
you should go on a holiday,
case,
Corey.
Yeah, if that's the case, there's a fair bit. I've got a few other things going on. But with the Broncos, etc. So that should start a little bit earlier. But there's some great festivities happening in the next month or so. You've got the Melbourne Cup. You've got Gold Coast 600 that I'm a part of. So
nice.
Don't forget this weekend, Corey. You've got the whole weekend free to watch Bathurst 1000.
That's right. I'm just waiting on a phone call. I could be going there yet, or if I'm not going, I'll have the next best alternative. It'd be at home with a cold one in the beer, in the pool.
In the beer, in the pool, whatever.
Maybe the same.
Fill the pool with beer, why not? You can do that now.
That's right.
But here's the thing, like, you're going to be in the off-season now for the media, and as a media type, we can get together and do some training. Beer has got a big part of it, donuts right up there, hot dogs and nachos. There are lots of things that we can train together now as you prepare for the season of media.
Corey, exactly speaking right, for all females right. listening, there's a lot of fans listening who are female. They do not want to see Corey Parker let himself go.
I'm too vain for that to happen. Like, even since I've finished, I've been training, two or three times a week. Admittedly, I was hoping to play, but now instead of me training to be able to play, I'll just be training to look good.
So that's
a big difference.
And keep training, champion.
You got to keep training too. The signature arm for signing all of your new books. How's that going?
Book's going fantastic. And I was up your way the other day at Morayfield.
Yeah.
I've really been overwhelmed by the support and the feedback that I've received. So a few more book signings to go. It's been great.
Now, Corey, just to reopen the wound just quickly, Mal Meninga spoke of loyalty and respect. Do you, take a breath from it? And obviously, apart from the disappointment, think he's made the right call to blood seven new debutants into the side?
What I think and what happens, probably two different things. But I was really surprised to see some of the omissions that aren't in the team. Take myself out of the equation. Paul Gallen for one. They've obviously shown their hand and going a different direction with the future. But one that sort of just really springs to mind is like Josh Maguire. I think he's had a fantastic season. And he played in that Anzac Day test that we all played in halfway through the year.
And so, I've said it once and I'll say it again, Jared Croker overlooked again.
Yeah, I think he's got a crook knee. That's probably held him out.
Fair enough.
But Josh Maguire, for example, he played in that Anzac Day test and has had a great year and has been overlooked by a couple of other people. So what I can't get my head around is if you're in the top 17 at the start of the year, you've got to play extremely bad to get out of it, and he hasn't done that. So I feel really sorry for him. But, we've all had some rough balls along the way.
And how's your mate Mick Innes going after his first premiership win with the Cronulla Sharks?
Yeah, I spoke to him yesterday. Surprisingly, he was pretty good. Yeah, he was pretty good, although he is very responsible in that regard. I'm thinking a couple of other people down in the Shire aren't, but he's certainly been enjoying himself. It was a wonderful game. I was actually at the game.
You had your big thing on beforehand, didn't you, where you got to walk out as the retirees?
Yeah, that was great as well. But I actually thought Melbourne were going to snatch it. I had that real sort of feeling in the pit of my stomach, like exactly what was going to happen last year.
They nearly
year.
Did, didn't they?
Well, they did. If they took the other option and went for the corner instead of coming back, they would have won the game. But anyway, that's all fish and chip packet now. it's really good for rugby league that Cronulla Sharks have broken their hoodoo or their maiden.
Yeah.
And if you look in the last 3 years, you had the Rabbitohs win after 42 years. The Cowboys didn't have a one that won last year. Mm. The Cronulla, who won this year. The Western Bulldogs in AFL haven't won since...
54.
Yeah, 54.
It must be time for Parramatta Eels in 2017,
well,
I'd say.
Where I'm going with this is Melbourne Cup, a horse that hasn't won since 19 whatever,
yeah.
Jump on. There just seems to be a little trend
the
going
red hot
on.
Tip from
good
Corey
idea.
Barker.
I'm on it.
Corey,
that's what I'm doing. I'm doing it for no other reason than
there
last
you have it.
Year. Yeah, last year was all about the girls and a girl won the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
This year it's maybe about all the old things.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, Corey, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show throughout 2016. Congratulations on your retirement and on a stellar career, and we look forward to seeing you in the new year in your new career.
No worries, guys. I look forward to talking to you again.
Good on you, Corey. Thanks heaps, mate.
See you, guys.
It's the Hot Breakfast, Hot 91. News is next. Laundry apply.